Thanks for listening to this podcast. During the month of March, we're joining forces with all the biggest podcasters to help spread the word about podcasting and asking you, our listeners, to tell a friend what podcasting is, how to listen, and what your favorite shows are. Share your picks on social media using the hashtag tripod, as in try podcasting. So go ahead, share your love of podcasts with a friend and hashtag tripod.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, my goodness. So, I'm wearing this patch on my arm still. Like, I went to the doctor 2 days ago, and they probably just sticked me five times because they couldn't find a vein. And the nurse kept talking about how tiny my veins were the whole time.
Mm.
She's like, I never seen a man with such tiny veins.
Oh.
Like, a little bit. I can't control the size of my veins.
Right.
And I don't think it's the size of the veins that makes.
Exactly.
You were born that way.
Yes.
Yeah. It's part of you.
Well, she said, I do believe she said, again, I'm paraphrasing, but I do believe she said, I don't think I've ever seen a man with such tiny veins.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Is that?
It's a good thing you don't have little vein syndrome, you know?
Yeah. Like, what do I need to go do? Buy, like, a jacked up?
Exactly. Jacked
truck.
Up.
Hemi with a.
Something.
With a
you can't be walking around like that with those little things.
Do you girls talk about guys with little veins? Is it like, but you just don't tell? Like, does it matter? Let me ask you this. Does it matter?
I think they matter.
You do? So when people say that size of the vein doesn't matter,
I think
it matters. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
I mean, I think now, the more you work out, the bigger they'll get.
That's
maybe.
Not how that works.
Oh,
no.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It's not. Anyway, I'm still wearing my arm patch.
And it's purple, which is super manly as well.
Thank you. Nothing about me is manly, according to our audience. They told me that a couple days ago.
I know.
The Raging Idiots, our band, played last night in Austin. It was late night, so we'll probably be pretty loopy today.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I do seek out these stories of awesome kids doing things. And you know she has good parents, too. There's a girl in Chicago, a little girl, 6 years old, decided it was her birthday, and what she wanted to do was to help other people. So at six, she spent her birthday giving away food to the homeless. She spent her lunch hour serving food to strangers. She spent dinner doing the same thing. She made all these care packages with her family. 6 years old, that's what
wow.
she wanted to do for her birthday. So
that's
that was awesome. Yeah, her name's Armani Crew. So I see you at 6 years old. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in Raleigh, North Carolina. Firefighters are battling a huge five-alarm fire downtown. No injuries have been reported. In sports, it's day two of March Madness. The games get underway at noon, 11 a.m. Central. After today, only 32 teams will be left. And finally, happy St. Patrick's Day. Make sure you're wearing green. You'll get pinched.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, it's Friday morning. We're bringing you positivity. It goes like this.
Tell me something good.
Oh, man. I'm about to give you a crazy one. A woman was in a coma for 7 years. She had fallen ill following a traumatic labor in 2009, 25 years old. She came out of the coma, met her daughter, who's seven. She had the kid, went into a coma. Her kid is seven. She met her for the first time. She came out of the coma, now she met the kid, and she was...
7 years?
You win.
Yeah.
You win.
That's crazy,
yeah.
Right?
That's like a Lifetime original movie right there.
Yesterday, Lunchbox had a really clever line that he didn't invent. He tricked us. He had a dog with a new leash on life. So today, you have to come up with your own clever line. So we'll come to you in a second.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got to hit your headline here. Tell me something good, Amy.
So there's this 12-year-old named Declan, and he was diagnosed with leukemia in 2015. He's now in remission, thankfully, but he got hooked up with Make-A-Wish, and they made his dreams come true, getting to blow things up. He worked with, like, a group that does, like, stage hostage scenarios and armored car training and breaching exercises and all this stuff, and... he said he's got skills.
That's funny. Like, kids all want to blow. Yeah. Kids in Lunchbox like to blow things up.
Yeah.
And, like,
could you imagine at 12, you get to, like, go in and just, like, blow stuff up?
That's cool. Lunchbox. Now, yesterday you had a headline. You took credit for it. We found out it wasn't yours. You said the dog had a leash on life.
A new leash on life. Yeah, man, I'm struggling with this one. I don't know. I don't really have anything.
What's the headline that you have right now?
Man, it's just this 7-year-old boy saved his mom, and he got an honor from the city. So it's really...
How'd he save her?
He called 911 because she was having breathing issues, and so they gave him a certificate and like had a little ceremony for him. So I'm just trying to...
I mean, the story's good, by the way.
It's a great story. 7-year-old Rocco, you know what I mean? His mom's having breathing problems.
Like, talk it out. Like, you'd be... I mean, you could always do like Johnny Cocker and just rhyme it. Be like, 7-year-old, sitting pretty, gets a declaration from the city or something like that. You can always rhyme that.
Dang, that's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Or like, you know, seven, keeping his mom out of heaven, saving lives. He's only 7. You know that thing. There's a lot of that.
Yeah, I was going to say... He stayed calm with the heat, and he kept her heart a beat.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like a 7-year-old, it's like nervous, like you freak out. Like, I don't know. That was it.
Okay.
Hey, so Rocco stayed calm in the heat, and he kept her heart a beat.
Oh, we already said
it. Yeah. I know. I was doing it like that was the final one. Hit the button.
Thanks to 911, his mom's still going to be having fun.
All right.
Okay.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Jackie Lee is coming in, and I hope you guys hang out because I already know what he's going to do. He's going to play his song, which is this one.
Ooh, that might be true. But if you think getting over me was not trying getting over you.
And he's also going to play Blake Shelton, Austin. So that's going to be cool just to hear that song done by someone else. So, again, is when Blake wore the cowboy hat and had the long hair.
Oh, like a mullet.
That had to be a tough point for Blake to go, when do I make the haircut? Because he wasn't losing his hair.
No.
A lot of guys have to make that cut, like Michael Bolton, who had the really long hair but was going bald on top.
Lost his hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so what happens is you have to make that decision. Blake wasn't losing his hair. And he still had to decide to cut it and then lose the cowboy hat, which is a big thing in country music.
It's huge.
Because you're either a hat act or you're not. That's what they call them. Like hat acts.
George
Garth
Strait.
Brooks, George Strait. A lot of the 80s and 90s guys. Current guys that are hat acts.
Jason Aldean Straw.
Paisley. Straw.
Or,
Where do you... Straw. You think Aldean's from Hee-Haw or what? No.
No, he's a straw hat.
He wears different hats.
No.
Garth is felt. George is straw.
McGraw's is...
Straw, black straw.
It's not straw. I have a Tim hat.
His is like leather straw.
It's like...
It is.
Tim McGraw gave me one of his hats he toured with all year. It's one of the coolest things ever. It's not straw.
Yeah, but Jason Aldean is like one of those hats like that you wear at music festivals. It's cool, but I mean, it's like...
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Yesterday, Amy told us her chimney pretty much exploded in her house. Like, it fell and there's soot everywhere, right?
Yeah, like coal soot from 1920 was what I was told after finally having Ashbusters come out. So, first of all, so cool. He didn't show up with a weird, like, Ghostbusters-type backpack, though. I was a little disappointed.
Is it the name of real place Ashbusters?
Yeah.
I know we talked about it yesterday, but I thought it was a joke.
No, it's for real. It's like, who are you going to call?
That's why I kept thinking of the joke, because you keep doing that.
I know, but and that's not really how they advertise.
They can't, because there's a lot of money to pay for that
song.
Well,
hey, it worked for me. So, I called them because their name was Ashbusters.
And so it was all over your furniture, all over your carpet, everywhere.
We have everything completely moved out of that room because he's like, you should not be breathing this in. Everything's going to have to be cleaned. There's stuff everywhere. My dog had been walking and like then it's on her paws and the coal soot is like other places in my house. So yeah, now the room is completely clear. No, nothing. And until we get it fixed, which they do have a way to fix it, that room will be clear. And then I have to have everything professionally cleaned and move back in.
Isn't your husband coming back?
Yeah. I'm trying to handle this before he gets back so he doesn't have to deal with it.
Wow. Does he know this has happened?
He's aware. Because I had to send him a picture saying, you're not going to believe this. When they picked, so I have rugs layered in that room, like one big rug and then a rug on top of it. We lifted up the rug that's on top of like this cream colored rug. You could see just how black everything was. Like the layer of like just, you know, if you just look at it from far away, you might be like, oh, it's a little bit dirty. But then when you compare, you're like, oh my goodness. What in the world? But guess what?
What?
The sellers, the people that sold us the house, they're responsible.
Oh, because it was their chimney, they didn't put it in their thing?
I guess it was part of, like, the inspection, something that should have been done, like, capped off and whatnot. And my husband's so proud of me. I was just going to pay for it right away. But then I thought, you know, I better call my realtor and see what the deal is. called her to cure things. Seller has to pay for it. Bam, I just saved us a lot of money because it was not going to be cheap. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
$3,000?
Wait, you need to say, but yeah, we saved
I mean, you're not
money.
Paying for it and your chimney so collapsed.
Funny. I mean,
I like when you guys put up numbers. I'm not going to say it. I just say it
whenever
out loud.
Whenever you put up numbers, we don't say it out loud.
I know. I thought I'll put up numbers anymore. Yeah. Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So this is awesome. George Strait is returning to T-Mobile Arena in Vegas to sing all 60 of his number one singles.
So I know it's over two nights.
Yeah.
Do you have to get tickets to both nights to hear all the songs? Like, is it like the countdown show we do at the end of the year where it's like the top 60 of the year, but it's split into two shows?
Good question, because it is called Two Nights of Number Ones.
Like
so you do 30 the first night.
I bet that's it. Right? Well, we agree that's probably it.
It has to be.
You can't play 60 songs.
Yeah.
Like, if I go and I don't hear Emerald by morning, you have to go the next night. Oh, you got to get both nights. He got us. George Strait got us on that one.
Yeah, and Cam is going to be opening both nights.
Cool.
Okay. So coming to theaters today, Beauty and the Beast, 68% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. I thought it'd be higher.
Yeah, I guess I did too, but that's still a pretty good score.
Yeah, and then there's also the Belko Experiment, 53% positive. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Paducah, Kentucky. A 25-year-old man was arrested after he broke into a couple houses, got some guns, jewelry, some electronics. Only problem is, on his way home, his riding lawnmower ran out of gas, so he broke down on the side of the road.
Wait, he was riding a lawnmower to steal the place?
Yep.
And then he didn't have any gas?
Yep, and so he had all the stolen items on top of the riding lawnmower, and he ran out of gas.
Isn't it faster to run?
Yeah.
He must have just been drinking like crazy, right?
It does not say if alcohol was involved.
Because you will get a DWI or DUI from being drunk on a mower. I've seen it on those shows.
Yeah
on Cops.
Is that on Cops? They ever do that on Cops?
Oh, yeah. People get pulled over on a riding lawnmower. DWI.
Is Cops still on?
I don't know. Yeah, they have new episodes, actually. They do. I think it's on True TV, maybe.
If that's true and they're still making new episodes, one of the greatest television shows of all time.
Yeah.
Because not that I love it. If anything can stand the test of time that long, Cops has been on since I was a kid. Cops, The Simpsons has been on probably close to 30 years.
Days of Our Lives.
Okay, fair.
The Restless.
You know what? No. I are both of those long? Amy's making fun of Lunchbox right now. I don't like that. I don't want to see Mama yell at Daddy.
No, Young and the Restless was my soap opera. That's why I threw it out there.
Has it been on 30 years?
Probably. It's the same amount as Days of Our Lives, probably.
And you're going to laugh at me, but Real World.
No. Okay, sure. It did start. Wait a minute. I just don't want Amy to make fun of you for saying a soap opera.
I wasn't
making
fun of
him. Long term?
I'm Googling it right now.
Okay.
My Google.
We're here to have a good Friday.
Whoa, but I wasn't poking fun. I promise.
Okay, everybody good? Lunchbox, you good?
I'm good. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day. My feelings are hurt.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Man, we've been a show for 4 years. You've been in the process of adopting these kids for how long?
Oh, the entire length of this show.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So for 4 years, Amy's been in the process of adopting these two kids that she met in Haiti. And the whole story was Amy tried to adopt domestically, and because her husband was in the military and was moving around, I guess you can't move state to state because adoption is basically state by state, right?
So you can move house to house. Like, your home study is based on the home you currently live in. So even if you move down the street, you got to change everything.
Wow. So it was just moving at all.
Yeah.
Wow. So they did that and had all these issues because they kept moving. So then Amy went on a mission trip, and it was a woman's conference, and she went to an orphanage in Haiti, and she met these two kids. And at the time, the kids were how old?
Two and a half, almost three, and five and a half.
Mm-hmm. And it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
And we're waiting in the next few months for you to actually get them into your house.
Yes.
That's the big wait right now.
We are on third base rounding to home.
And I think I was a little hard on you a couple days ago.
Oh, for the language?
Because I said, Amy.
You were disappointed in me. I mean, you said.
I was mean to you.
No, you weren't. But you were, if that's how you feel, you're just being honest. But you were like, I'm sort of disappointed that you haven't learned it by now.
It wasn't that I expected you to learn French Creole. It was that you haven't even started trying, and that's their main language.
But their main language is about to be English.
I know, it's about to be. But there's got to be a period where you would.
Yeah, I know.
They're your kids.
Thank you.
They're your kids.
I've done a lot for them maybe not language, but a lot. So,
and you also told me you were going to learn the language. So there was that part, too, where she did tell me that.
Yeah, then I realized, like, second languages are just, like, not my thing.
Trust me. They're nobody's thing. I took Rosetta Stone Spanish.
Whoa, some people speak five languages. No big deal.
Because they grew up learning it.
Sure. Whatever. Me, I took 8 years of Spanish. And
for me...
Hola.
I took weeks of this Rosetta Stone. Nothing compared to just hanging out with Eddie.
Right.
Yeah, and Mike D.
That's much better practice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have to be immersed in it.
So I did see you've started to study French.
Yes.
And so I have a French minor. Mm-hmm. Don't look at your screen. No.
I'm getting the name of the app.
Eyeballs up. What are you, what do you know?
La femme. La femme. You know what it means?
And what does that mean?
The girl.
That's true.
Thank you.
Yep. I was going to guess perfume.
Oh. But... Thank you.
No. Okay, so do you know, like, and I don't know how French that they are, but do you know, like, the hellos, the highs?
Oh, bonjour, bonsoir, parlez-vous?
Bonjour is very formal.
Yeah. And bonsoir, one of them's morning, you say only in the morning, one of them you only say at night.
How many lessons have you done?
Well, my app only allows me 10 minutes at a time.
Because it's free?
Yeah, well, I mean, you pick the time options. I picked 10 minutes. But
you picked 10-minute lessons.
It alerts you when you haven't completed. It'll send you a message and say, you've only completed 4 minutes for today. And
I'm like, how many lessons have you done?
4 minutes.
Oh. You know, so you don't care. It's
care.
Okay.
Stop
it's okay.
That.
You don't
Stop
care.
That. I care. That makes it
Eddie,
seem like
Eddie, does
I
she
go,
care?
I mean, I don't see it.
I've not seen it. I have other things.
I know. You do. I know. Coming up, Jackie Lee is going to perform in studio. Ooh, that might be true. You're going to love that guy. And he's also going to do Blake Shelton Austin. So give us a second. Jackie Lee comes up and tell us bye in French.
Bye. Wait, what is bye? I forgot again. Au revoir.
There you go. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Okay, so I was talking to one of my friends yesterday. Let me call him Marth Hooks.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just say it's famous country superstar.
Mark.
Yeah. Mark Hooks.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, hey, what's, you know, got a new single coming out. You know, what's the deal? And I can't officially say because Mark Hooks was like, hey, you know, just chill. But he was telling me about his friend Garth Brooks.
Oh.
And he was telling me about a song that he really liked on Garth Brooks' record that could possibly be a song.
Okay.
And so this is a new one. My friend Mark Hooks told me about this, okay? Yeah. This is the new Garth Brooks song called Ask Me How I Know. Cause one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start feeling things you never felt and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you. And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start building up your walls and never let her get inside. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And then she'll leave, and you won't beg her not to go. Ask me how I know. There you go. I'm just saying.
Wow.
My friend Mark Hooks. Maybe you hear something about that later today.
Man.
Okay.
Heard it here first.
That's cool that your friend Mark Hooks is friends with Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hooked it up.
Their names work out. I have another huge secret.
From?
I can't say. Oh. But what I want to do is whisper it in your ear.
Okay.
Come here. And then remember this date, because when it comes out, you're going to, because I'm the best secret keeper in all of country music. I'm going to tell you this secret, and then I'm whispering in your ear. And then when it happens, you can tell everyone that I told you the secret on...
17th.
On the 17th, St.
Patrick's Day.
Okay. Hold on. I got to turn the mic away. Yeah, Eddie, hum.
Say it loud
Eddie,
enough.
Hum.
Okay.
No! Oh! That's what it is!
What did he tell you?
No! No, no, no! No.
Wow! Woo! How do you know that?
Because I'm on a text thread with some other country artists.
There's a thread about this?
No. We just talk amongst each other. Yeah, we just talk.
How do you get on that?
It just happened.
Like the Illuminati of country.
You know, some have said that, but I don't say that. It doesn't matter. But yeah, isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
And everybody will know. Eventually it'll come out.
Yeah.
But right now we all feel left out.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's okay, though. It's
yes,
right.
I love it. All right. That whoa. Being said, I know. Whoa, right?
Whoa.
Jackie Lee is going to come in. Is he here, Ray?
Yep.
Okay, Jackie Lee's coming in. You're going to love this kid.
Ooh, that might be true.
He's going to do this song right here.
But if you think getting over me was hard, try getting over you.
All right, we love our country music, man.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, in studio with us for the first time ever.
Ever,
yeah. Jackie Lee is here. Type in, everybody, Jackie
Lee. Yeah.
Jackie was the loudest of the clappers.
I know, yeah. Always clap for myself.
We were here for you. You didn't have to worry about it. We had
you. I don't know. I've just been in some tough rooms.
Are you are you good?
I'm good.
We tried to get Jackie in a couple weeks ago, but he was doing a radio tour. And I ran into Jackie, and I was like, hey, you good? You hadn't been home in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
It's been a really long time. Like January, we left with Brett Young and did some dates, and then I did some Sarah Evans dates. And I saw home a couple times, but yeah, good to be back.
Did she do Suds in the Bucket?
She did.
Yeah, is that her last song?
Yes.
Is that
second to last.
Jackie Lee's got a song called Getting Over You that I love, and I put Jackie in our class of 2017.
Ooh, that might be true. If you think getting over me was hard, try getting over you. I don't want to make light of what you're going through. But if you think getting over me was hard, try getting over you.
Dude, that's good, man. That guy can sing right there. How about that?
Yeah.
I was worried because had we ever met before the last couple weeks?
I met you, so John Payne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, no, we have a trainer who's a mutual friend.
I haven't worked out with John, though, in a couple years. Yeah. We were on a elevator at the St. Jude event in Memphis, and it was, like, really late, and then you and I got on the elevator, and then you, like, caught the door, and you got on. You're like, you Jackie? I'm like, yeah, you Bobby? And you're like, yeah. John Payne talks about you all the time.
Well, that was nice, though, right?
Oh, he's super nice.
Yeah, I like to hear that.
Is that nice?
Good for me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're, like, strikingly good-looking, so I was probably intimidated by
that
you.
That doesn't mean I'm nice.
That's true. That
hey,
is true.
Compliment accepted right there.
What?
He didn't correct you like, nah, I'm not good looking. He was like, but just because I'm good looking doesn't mean I'm not nice.
You want to play, man, your voice is good. I
Thanks.
Like that. Let's do something like play a cover song for us.
So I've been on a huge Blake Shelton kick. It's cool. I'm going to do Austin, his first single.
We'll go back to mullet Blake days.
You know what's cool? Don't hate me either. I may have to cheat a little bit. But, you know, it's cool. He was 25 when he released that song. Now I'm 25. Blake Shelton is not a millennial.
He is not.
There's a key change in this, so you know he's not a millennial.
We're the music dumb, so we don't know what you just said.
Okay, you're right to hear.
You basically spoke Mandarin to us right there. All right, Jackie Lee's here. Let's hear some Blake Shelton. All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Jackie, let me tell you a story real quick.
Tell me a story, please.
Sometimes people will play on the show,
And
they'll be okay, right? They won't be that good, but they'll be okay. And I'll be like, oh, there he is. You know, Jimmy Smith, there he is. But I won't say how good they are.
Sure.
And I'm tipping off listeners to how I have to sometimes be nice. I'll be like, oh, that guy's got a guitar. That's Frank. You know, but I'm going to say this to you. You're really freaking good, man.
Thank you, man.
Like,
it means a lot.
Like, I got chill bumps as you
really?
Were singing. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm a little cold anyway, but
oh,
still.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
It's
a little cold.
No. That was really
Thank
good.
Thank you so much. It means
Holy
a lot.
Cow.
Thank you for saying that.
This song that you have here, this Jackie Lee song called Getting Over You.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you write this one?
I did.
Man. This is a jam too, man.
Do you know Brent Anderson?
I do.
So Brent, this was like, we kind of carried his, we completely played on his emotions.
Wrote this with Brent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brent and Paul at the Giovanni. And so we were in the room, and Brent, if you know Brent, is just ridiculously funny and goofy and silly all the time. And we got into the room, and he was just being really weird, like being really down and just not himself. And so I kind of asked him behind Paul's back. I was like, are you okay? Are you good? And he kind of gave me like the no head nod, you know? And so we started talking a little bit. We put the guitars down and we started talking. And he was like, yeah, I broke up with my girl last night. And I hope no one in this room knows who that is. But he's like, I broke up with my girl last night. And I was like, let's talk about it. You know, you want to go get a beer at 10 a.m. or you gonna try to write about it? And so we started talking and we started going through text messages on his phone. and saw a lot of text messages that I wish I would not have seen. And then we got to one that said...
his junk.
Right, yeah. All his junk. Him sending not her. And got to a text message that said, "Well, Brent, if you think getting over me was hard, try getting over you." And I was like, bingo.
And that's where the song came from, really. Wow.
Wait, so...
Nope, she doesn't.
Get right.
Already legally looked him to.
Yeah, you got to go to the attorney before you tell that story, but you're clear.
No, yeah. Because, you know, when you first write a song, you have no idea if it's going to be a single, if you're going to even cut it, you know? And so we cut it, and I called him, like, the next day. I was like, "Do we have a problem? Like, is this going to be an issue?" He's like, "No. Not at all." And he figured it out.
Yeah.
Wow. So she knows now, though. That this
she came up to him. We were at Basement East, and she came up to him. I was playing, it was like a cover night, but I did Getting Over You as one of my songs. And she came up to him. She was like, "So, I heard about the story." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "I heard Jackie talk about getting over you, and I know where you got the idea from." And he, like, walked away. He just, like, turned around and walked away. And he was just, like, just, like, drinking his beer.
He was, like, appreciate that paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right?
All right, Jackie Lee, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, man.
Thanks
for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Hey, Zach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Zach was playing a heck of a guitar over there.
3 hours on his hair this morning. Can you believe that?
I can.
20 minutes on the song.
It looks great. All right, we'll go. I mean, Jackie Lee seems drunk. He's not, but he seems drunk. I like that. That means you're bubbling early in the morning. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Bobby Bones.
Boy, Eddie, you're the favorite to win this one.
Come on, what's
it? It's a music game. Amy, Lunchbox, and Eddie. I'll give you the artist, and all you have to do is tell me their first ever number one song.
Oh, wow.
First ever number one song.
That's hard.
All right?
Yeah, easy.
The first one up is Blake Shelton. The first ever number one song from Blake Shelton.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Austin.
Lunchbox.
Austin.
Eddie.
Austin.
If you're calling back.
Austin.
Nice. So
softball.
Yeah, yeah.
If this is Tuesday night,
all right.
I'm bowling.
Tim McGraw's first ever number one. There you go.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I don't think you guys get this one.
Okay.
Amy.
Don't Take the Girl.
Lunchbox.
Don't Take the Girl.
Eddie.
Indian Outlaw.
I thought it would have been Indian Outlaw, too, because it was first.
Yeah.
I guess that one didn't go to number one, because the right answer is Don't Take the Girl.
Yeah!
Take Tommy Thompson.
I know. Look at these two.
My best friend, Bo.
Got an upset attorney brewing.
Hey, sometimes the number one seed, you know?
Oh, okay, here we go. Garth Brooks. First ever number one.
Boy.
Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
The Dance.
Lunchbox?
Friends in Low Places.
Eddie?
Much Too Young?
No, that was his first single.
God.
His first number one was If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow never comes.
There are two left, Eddie. You got to make a move.
Man, maybe the most overrated one seed ever.
No, I'm thinking too hard about it.
Lunch is like a 16 seed.
Yeah. Really?
Come on, yeah. Cinderella.
All right. How about Carrie Underwood?
I'm in.
All right.
First ever number one from Carrie Underwood.
I'm in for the win.
All right, I'm in.
Amy.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
Lunchbox.
Before He Cheats.
Eddie.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
Now, if Amy gets this one, she wins.
Yes.
And I never win music games.
Ever.
What about Tiny Me? Do I get the win?
There's nothing in there. All right, are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney. First ever number one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, this is hard.
Yeah. You want a hint?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say no.
But Eddie,
okay, no. If you say no, one person's
I'm going to say no hint.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. 5 seconds.
I'm in. Now you're stressing, Amy.
No, yeah, I have nothing to even write down.
I'm in.
Amy, your answer? Nothing.
Nothing.
Lunchbox.
Guitars and Beaches.
What?
Not a song.
Yeah, great song, dude.
Eddie.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Don't Blink. Hit me. Don't Blink.
She's got it all.
She got it all.
Amy is our winner.
Thank you very much.
Wow. The number one seed goes down.
Woo-hoo!
Embarrassment.
It
overrated.
I'll get y'all next year.
Ray, our audio producer's parents are hitting him up for concert tickets. Where do they want to go, Ray? What show?
Well, they want to go to Chicago. They're coming here to Nashville in like 3 months. And if we all went with my girlfriend, you're talking $400 for tickets.
Oh, so, the band Chicago.
Yeah, not the city. Go there. We're talking about music.
Well, you act like we all know about Chicago, the band. I don't know anything about Chicago, the band. This is it, right?
Yeah. Those are huge. They always go huge horns, huge on the sax. It's a lot of instruments. And the band's been around forever, so I mean, that's why my parents like them.
This is your band, though.
But mine
is
as well.
This is the one he always sings. Saturday in the park.
You think it was the 4th of July.
And yeah. So, Ray, your parents just think you get free concert tickets to everything?
Yeah, and they were kind of let down. I told them that it's classic rock and we're a country station, so I was seeing maybe if you had some connections, maybe
oh,
get
now
a,
it's coming to me.
A deal.
Oh, listen to this. And I'm a music nerd, and I don't know anything about Chicago.
You. I don't know why, but I'm with you. I don't know much about them either.
Who's playing with them, Ray?
Doobie Brothers.
Oh,
I know that.
I know the full Doobie Brothers Greatest Hits album. Best story ever. We're on this boat. It's a really high-class boat for Sony Music, and they're showcasing a bunch of artists. It's like a... I say boat. It's like the...
It's like
the General Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. Mark Twain's
like
boat.
Like the Titanic. Yeah. Think about it, you're inside the boat.
Yeah.
And this... And Doobie Brothers come out and plays, and Lunchbox is like, who's that? He thought they were people they pulled off the street.
He thought they were a cover band.
Yes, yeah. From the side of Broadway, which is the street. Yes, true, Lunchbox?
True story. Didn't know who those guys were. I was like, oh, this is a cool local band, whatever.
Ray, I have no tickets. I'll ask around, though, okay?
Okay, I thought you could. This is the Bobby
Bones. We're always asked, like, what's your song right now? So here, let's go around the room. And, like, your jam right now. I already know Amy's. I don't even...
I want you to guess it right now.
No, I know what it is.
If you know what it is, then go ahead. Body like a bankroll, driving with my
eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my head. Because you never stop talking about it.
Because you know me.
Yeah. I mean, it's the jam. Don't get me wrong.
No.
It's number 4 on the pop charts.
Really?
You know my favorite part?
What?
Her hips like, honey... So thick and so sweet. Yeah.
And now I like Cadillac seats.
Yeah. Okay.
Eddie's kids like.
They like, it took me like 6 weeks. I love that.
There's so many great lines.
There are.
That's just a jam.
That and you know what? I'm going to say this about Sam is I don't think Sam wants to cross over. And he's tried not to cross over on purpose.
And now it's crossing over.
No, it hasn't yet. But I don't think that it can avoid it.
You can't help it.
Like, I don't think you can avoid
it. He's so crosser-overable.
But he doesn't want, like, he loves country music, and he doesn't want to be someone that's seen as not, you know, just, because you get a reputation.
No, I get it.
And I don't think, that song is so big, you can't help it.
And it's like, oh, Sam Hunt thinks thick hips are awesome? Yeah, I'm going to eat whatever.
No, no one thinks that. No one thinks what you think. But, I'm a huge Sam Hunt fan.
Okay, yeah.
And people... are like, hey, his sound's so different. You have to remember, he also wrote Kenny Chesney, Come Over, Come Over, Come Over, Keith Urban, Cop Car.
Yeah.
Like, Sam Hunt, it really is like 2 years away from winning Entertainer of the Year.
Wow.
Be pretty awesome.
Yeah. So mine is this one here from Brothers Osborne, like my jam right now. But it ain't my fault. I mean, I don't even work out to country music, and I love this song.
Turn it up.
There you go. Thank you. Ray turned it down right when I was ready for the jam out part.
I know. I turn that one up when I'm in the car.
I don't. I always work out to like hip hop. If I work out or running, I work out hip hop. I can throw Brothers Osborne on and just crush it. Lunchbox, what do you got?
Well, I'm not good at a lot of things, but this is something I'm good at.
Oh boy, hit puns.
Well, you're not gonna hit it.
It's Brett Eldredge.
Something I'm good at.
I just didn't know he was going to Dr. Seuss us into it.
I finally found something I'm good at.
You know what song Ray, our producer, loves? And he just, it's like his jam. Who walked in on him?
I did.
What was he playing? Now, hold up. Ray, what's your song right now?
Brantley, The Weeknd?
Yeah, The Weeknd. Liz Payday. Yeah, Yeah.
If I didn't know any better, when I walked in on Ray listening to that, it looked like he was at spring break in his mind, like just jamming.
It's really a great song.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Those are like our jams right now. Like, we have the best music
format. I feel
like
we're in a prime right now.
Yes, we get to work in country music. It's the best right now of everything. I just don't like to run to it, except for this song.
But it ain't my fault.
You know what song I like to run to? Because I'm a star boy.
Oh, yeah. Weekend, right?
But unedited. Because I'm a bad boy. Because I'm a bad boy, yeah.
So bad.
That doesn't exist in my house.
I should have been voted manliest because of that alone, but I didn't.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Anyone in the studio like a big St. Patrick, sir?
No.
Lunchbox? I love it because I'm part Irish.
Well, me too, but...
Lunch loves to drink.
Yeah, that green beer.
He loves it. Okay, so here we go. St. Patrick's Day trivia.
Okay.
Nice.
I will give you a question. If you miss it, you're eliminated.
Oh.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Amy, coming to you first. What's the capital of Ireland?
Scotland.
What?
Is that another country?
That's another country.
Shoot. I know.
You
right
win.
When I said it, I was like, that's another country.
All right.
Am
You've
I eliminated?
Been eliminated, yes.
You said Scotland.
Yeah.
Africa.
No. No, the answer is Dublin.
Oh.
Well, duh, that makes sense.
All right.
Wow.
Lunchbox.
Yes, Iron Mate. No, that's not what we say in Ireland.
Which Irish musical group holds the record for the most Grammy Awards ever won by a group?
Irish group. Whoa.
They hold the record for the most Grammys ever by a band, period.
That I know.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You said Scotland. You get no more.
But I know this one.
Then I got a guess.
Go ahead.
U2.
Show me U2. Yes!
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah!
That's not what I had.
Yeah!
What'd you have? Those
I hope they're Scottish.
Tap dancing ballet water people.
No.
Who's that crew that dances like
Riverdale?
Cirque du Soleil?
No.
Okay. Eddie.
Yeah.
What are the three colors of the Irish flag?
Okay. I can do that.
Go ahead.
Green.
That's
obviously.
One.
Yeah. White. Obviously.
You're looking for the third.
Red?
Orange.
Woo!
No! I'm colorblind!
That's Mexico!
That's where I got confused.
Lunchbox.
Yes.
As a bonus lap, what's the most popular brand of beer in Ireland?
Ooh, in Ireland, Guinness.
Nice!
Woo!
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm from Ireland, or I'm part.
According to the myth, what type of animal does St. Patrick banish from Ireland?
What type of animal? A rabbit!
Oh, no. Anybody want to take a shot at that?
Maybe a goat?
Snakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll give you one more.
Chupacabra.
No, again, Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah. What's the name of the Lucky Charms mascot? Anyone?
The little dude on the cereal? The
leprechaun.
Leprechaun, no.
What's his name?
What's
Lucky.
His
name's Lucky.
That's correct.
Yeah. Dude, who's got the kids in the house?
Eddie does. Eddie's got the two kids.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you are the winner, though. Congratulate. Clap your hands for our Irish friend, Lunchbox.
Yes,
Lunchbox.
Cheers to my ancestors.
Nope. There you go. Say something, my Irish friend.
Well, I just want to say, raise your glass.
Do a toast. Yeah, do a toast. Yeah.
All right. Raise your glass, get off your arse, and say, yay, it's St. Patty's Day.
Yay.
Oh, boy. All right.
St. Patty's Day.
In Scotland.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
So these parents are lobbying to change the name of the school because of the initials of the school. I'll just tell you what it is. The school is called Innovation Park Middle School. Okay? Lunchbox, help me out. Innovation Park Middle School.
Okay. I-P-M-S.
Okay.
Yeah.
IPMS.
What the parents are concerned about is that the acronym for Innovation Park Middle School is IPMS, and it was suggested that our colors be red, white, and black.
Crystal Feldman says some might think that's funny, but it's no laughing matter to her and other parents whose children will be attending that school. She says a lot of them are embarrassed by the acronym.
They don't want to go to a school and wear a red shirt with the letters IPMS across the shirt for athletics. For academic competitions. They just don't want to be ridiculed or be made fun of.
I mean,
okay.
Listen, when I went to Arkansas School for Students, I didn't care.
Oh,
okay.
Got it. For real?
Is that real?
No. No. You can't have initials like this. Who thought of it? Like,
real talk. I have real talk right here. So when I was in junior high, I went in Austin. I went to Bailey Middle School. And we would, whenever we played Porter Middle School in...
Oh, PMS.
PMS. But a lot of people go by... middle school is also referred to as junior high. So they sometimes Porter Junior High. But as a cheerleader, it was always kind of funny because the cheerleaders would be like, PMS.
You're 11. Amy's 11. Sometimes Amy gets in this mode where she's like a kid.
But I mean...
Yes.
I mean, I'm saying I saw That's that funny. Happen firsthand when I was a kid.
Yeah, they have to change it. You have to change it.
Can they That's be terrible. Innovative... What are they, Portland Junior High?
It's Innovative Park Middle School.
Oh, Park Junior
So I
High.
Think what you do is you go the Middle School of Innovation Park or whatever. MCIP.
Yeah, switch it.
You just a little change. Mm-hmm. I saw the bachelor couple, Nick and Vanessa, are out like in love with each other, doing public stuff.
Well, yeah, they have to be, right?
I'm wondering, Lunchbox, you're the big fan. Is this for real or just made up?
Oh, it's made up. They don't like each other. The last episode, you could tell when they were sitting on the couch after the final rose that they have been fighting since the finale. And now they're just doing this to get publicity for the show, I guess.
They enjoyed their first TV reveal date night and looked so happy. They even stopped and smiled for the paparazzi. So, Lunchbox, you're not buying it.
Not buying it. Once he's off Dancing with the Stars, they're done.
Someone donated to Goodwill, and they went inside this cooler, and inside the cooler was 4 pounds of weed.
Yikes.
Oh. $24,000 worth of weed.
Wow. Oh.
My gut reaction says, first of all, that's a lot of money for 4 pounds of weed.
I bet you I know what happened.
They gave the wrong cooler?
I had to speculate, somebody's mom was like, oh, let's just take this cooler and donate to Goodwill.
But does a kid have $24,000 worth, though?
Who knows?
I think someone just gave the wrong cooler.
Yeah.
The blue one! Yes! Not the red one!
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Story came out about if you tell your relatives how much money you make and how much money you have.
Oh, like which relatives?
Well, I guess that's the question. Like, most people do not. Like, your in-laws, for example.
No, they have no clue what I make.
You and your husband together, they don't know what you're standing at?
Nope. No idea.
What about, like, your pops?
I talk to my dad about things. I think whenever I've had, my parents I go to about like our contract stuff, I think I just try to give he probably has a general idea, but yeah, my dad knows.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, you don't even tell your wife what you make.
No. So her parents definitely don't know what I make. No clue.
I would think that'd be the case.
Yeah, my dad probably knows more than my wife knows.
Do you tell your dad how much money you make?
I probably discuss a little bit, yeah.
Because you need advice?
Yeah.
Well, my dad doesn't know anything about dealing with money, so he doesn't know.
So what are you talking about then?
I just kind of like if I'm trying to, like when I was going to buy a house or whatever, you know, he kind of, oh, well, how much do you make? So we talk about it. And we decide what was a good amount to spend on a house and the payments.
Just generally double and a half what you make for a year. Is that what the general house thing is? They made another rule of that? Mm-hmm. That's what I was told when I bought my first house. My old general manager, I was like, I don't know how to buy a house. I was thinking I was 27 or so. And I went to my general manager because I didn't have a dad growing up that could give me lunch. Nobody had money. So you went to some people who had money. I went to my old general manager. I was like, hey, listen, I want to buy a house. Like, what do I do? And he was like, here's what you can afford. Double your salary and then in a half. And that is what you should pay for a house. Now, I don't know where he got that. He could have just made that up to get me out of his office.
Very interesting.
But
yeah.
I never heard that in my life.
Well, I made it up then if it's good.
Sounds like smart advice.
Eddie, so, your folks know?
No, nobody knows. My family doesn't know what I make. They are all surprised when I pick them up from the airport, like in my car.
They're just like,
I thought you were making money over here.
Oh, when you pick them up in the
Rocket, my Ford Focus.
Oh, yeah.
That's
misleading, though.
Why?
That's your choice.
That's my choice because I'm saving money to get out of debt.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Right, but my parents think I'm rich. Like, they're just you're on a big show. Like, you're making a lot of money. I'm like, no, my car still shakes, and we might not make it home, guys.
I mean, the word rich is so relative depending on where you're coming from and your circumstances, don't y'all think?
Compared to how I grew up, I'm pretty rich right now.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. Like, our food stamp welfare, you know, I'm good.
So what does the article say?
Like, 90% of people don't tell their parents.
Don't, okay.
No. Nobody knows how much money I make.
Wow. Nobody, yeah.
Yeah.
Who would
no,
I tell?
I don't.
I don't remember Will. I'm scared.
Does
scared
Lindsay?
Yeah,
does your girlfriend?
No. Whoa. You guys are smart. Crazy.
Hey, write it down real quick.
No.
She's going to be like, I'm pregnant. Just kidding, Lindsay.
Joke.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hope everybody has a good, safe St. Patrick's Day. I mean, since it's a Friday night, like, you just worry that people are going to go out of control. Just remember, if you go out and you drink and then you drive, it's not even about you. It's about the people that you could hurt. So think about that tonight. Not to be Debbie Downer from a fun, positive morning show, but seriously, like, you could really hurt someone. So go out, have fun, wear your green, you know, all those things, but don't drink and drive, man. So Eddie's wearing his green Pimp and Joy shirt today.
I am.
Me too.
Oh, I'm used to. A lot of people are posting on Twitter and Instagram that they're getting their shirts now in the mail. We try to get them out as fast as possible. So again, thanks everybody for that. So St. Patrick's Day is this weekend. Amy's birthday is this weekend. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Dang. I'll be 36.
Wow. And so for her birthday, she's doing some booty shaking class.
Booty yoga.
I didn't get invited, but Ray said he's going.
No, it's only girls.
Wait, Ray can't go. My wife got invited too.
Oh, no. Ray said he was going. Oh, and honestly?
I mean, if he's going to go, he's going to be the creeper.
You got hurt?
He's going to be
a little bit. I was like,
stop.
Ray, did you get invited?
No, it was my girlfriend got invited.
And you told me that you were going to go.
I mean, it's a booty shaking class, but I think it's just girls going.
He's
going
to be the creeper in the window. It really is. It's like sexy yoga. And you listen to like. Well, I put in a request for a Sam Hunt body like a back road.
Stop it with that.
And Cameron, Hey Ma. Yeah. Like, it's fun hip hop songs, and it's like a private lesson for me and all my friends.
Body
and
like a back road.
We're having wine before.
Oh, they're doing drunk booty yoga.
Wow. We're just going to sip some wine.
So, you're going to do this yoga class, and is someone coming to your house?
No, we're doing it at the studio.
So, you rented out a studio?
They have it available, and I'm friends with this yoga instructor, and I asked her if she was available to do it, and she said, yeah, I would love to. That would be so fun. I just want to do something different and get a big group of girls together and just have fun.
I like to get together big groups of girls and have fun too.
I mean, if y'all want
to
crash
and
it.
I was voted least manly, so I should be the one to get to go.
Yeah. Okay, come on then. If anybody, I mean, fine, if y'all all want to come, it's fine.
You serious?
The more the merrier.
I mean, Bones, my wife's already going to be there. Like, it wouldn't be crazy for me.
Yeah, y'all. Lindsay's coming.
She is?
Yeah.
What?
See, let's all go. It'll be fun.
Let's all go down to booty yoga.
Yeah.
Let's all go down to booty yoga.
I mean, it's so fun.
Okay, let me say this. Amy, close your ears for a second. Just close your ears for a second.
Okay.
Is it fun to go to booty yoga if, like, your girlfriend or wife's there, though? I'm saying, like, you want to go to booty yoga when it's night.
And they're going
to
be basketball games. I know. You want to stay home.
I know my ears are supposed to be closed, but I heard you saying.
Amy, that's not how it works.
Hey, no.
That's so
like,
rude.
You want to go to a booty yoga class when it's night. Because you get to see booty yoga at home all the time.
Can you imagine your girl sees you looking at other booty yoga?
Because there are lots of booties.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, it's bad news for us to go. Well,
totally.
Well, Amy, whatever. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
that's
happy birthday.
For you.
Happy birthday to me. Yes. I said it back. Well,
is everybody chipping in, or did you pay for it?
No, I think I'm hosting it. Yeah. So
No.
I'm paying for it.
How many? I tell you what. Let me pay for it for your birthday. The whole class.
Stop.
Let me pay for it.
What? How much is it? Let me pay for my wife at least.
Ray and Lunchbox are like, what? It's fine. Like,
you should have to pay for your own birthday party. Isn't that number one rule of birthday
parties?
Yeah,
party? You really shouldn't.
Wait.
Okay. What? Lunchbox, go ahead.
So if you're going to do that, you're picking up the bar tab on my birthday.
No, but you don't. First of all.
I mean, he does have a point.
No, he doesn't have a point because it's different.
Oh.
Because I don't care about Lunchbox drinking.
But you care but you about, care about
Amy shaking her booty.
Yeah, I do. Yoga.
And my girlfriend's in it, too.
That's true.
So here's the thing, too. Like, I'm doing a TED Talk tonight.
Yeah, I'll be at that, too.
Don't come. I told Amy not to come.
What? No.
I was like, listen, I know it's work-related, and I'm doing this talk, and there's a bunch of people that are talking. I'm, like, the least intelligent, like, the least anything of all. They're letting me talk, and I'm talking about success by failure, because that's what the next book I'm writing is about, too, basically, is that to be successful is not just about being good at something. It's about being able to fail many times over and to have resilience, A, and two, to be smart enough to learn from your mistakes. And that's these really successful people. That's what they have.
They have resilience and the ability to learn when they lose. It's almost like you welcome losing because you're able to learn from it. And every time you lose, you get a little bit stronger from it. And that's how you win. And that's basically the talk. Amy, you're free not to come now.
No, I want... What, you're saying I just got the talk?
Yes, you just got the talk. No. Tickets are like $75, right? And I only had like four... it's not my show. They gave me, I think, four tickets. And so... Amy didn't even get one. Like Lindsay got one.
Obviously.
Mary Forrest, who's like my manager, yes. got one because she put the whole thing together. And I think Rod, our boss, is coming. Okay. And there's one other ticket. I don't even know who has it. But Amy was going to buy tickets. And I was like, don't buy tickets to come watch me say something. You get to hear me say for 5 hours every day.
Yeah, but it's fine. Like, I want to go and support. And I'm going to wear my booty yoga outfit and then I'll leave.
Yeah.
I got to go straight. Right when you get done, you're going to have to hurry. You got to talk fast.
Don't worry. It's not that long anyway.
I know the time schedule. Mary Forrest, your manager, sent it to me. So that way, because I want to make sure I could do both things, you know? And I told Lindsay, it's fine if you're late to the party. Obviously, you need to support your boyfriend.
Yeah. No, you guys don't have to. If it's a work event and you have to pay anything, don't come. Like, I don't care. If they're giving me the Nobel Peace Prize and you got to pay $100, I advise you not to come.
No, I'll be there for that. That's big.
No. Yeah, Nobel Peace Prize.
That's a big one.
Yeah,
right? But it ain't my
fault. Thank you for listening. I had no reason to hit that song except I liked it. It was just up there.
I wondered.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Jackie Lee for coming by this morning. He's got a song that I love. It's called Getting Over You. Ooh, that might be true. But if you think getting over me was hard, try getting over you. It's a good dude. He can really sing. iHeartRadio. You know, and if you want to watch his live performance, go to BobbyBones.com and watch the YouTube. Because of all these digital licensing issues right now, we're not able to put some of these performances on iHeart, but they're always on YouTube. We don't know the laws, and people yell at me. I don't know the laws. We only can do what they let us do.
Right.
And right now, you can watch them on YouTube, but you can't. iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. And if you can't hear something, it's over on YouTube. Because I'm just confused. I need to get a law degree to figure this stuff out. But that's there. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Lunchbox, I know this is your day, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To me and my ancestors.
Amy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, your birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, appreciate you. BobbyBones.com. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.